Mira and Harper Audio present The Bookstore on the Beach by Brenda Novak, performed by Amy McFadden. For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourself we find in the sea. E.E. Cummings. 1. Tuesday, June 8th. Today, her daughter was returning for the summer. Mary Langford gazed eagerly out at the street in front of her small bookstore, looking for a glimpse of Autumn's car, and when she saw nothing except a large family going into the ice cream parlor at the end of the block, checked her watch. 3:30. Autumn had called at lunchtime to say that she and the kids were making good time. They probably wouldn't be much longer.
"You've been quiet today,"
Lori commented from where she sat behind the counter, straightening the pens, tape, stapler, and bookmarks. Mary turned from the large front window she'd recently decorated with posters of the hottest new releases.
"I worry when she's on the road for so long."
"She'll make it, and it'll be great to see her and the kids. They haven't been back since Christmas, have they?"
"No."
She picked up the feather duster and began cleaning shelves, a never-ending job at Beachfront Books, which she and Lori owned as 50-50 partners. Autumn lived in Tampa, Florida, far enough away that it wasn't easy to get together when Taylor and Caden were in school.
"And I doubt they'll come back for the holidays this year."
Fortunately, they were more consistent about returning for the summer, except for last summer, of course, which was understandable. Mary hoped she'd be able to count on that continuing, but with the kids getting older, nothing was certain. Taylor had only one more year of high school before heading off to college. Caden had two. Mary feared this might be the last time, for a while, they'd all be together in Sable Beach.
"You could go visit them," Lori pointed out.
Autumn had invited her many times. Remembering the arguments her refusal had sparked over the years caused Mary's stomach to churn. She wanted to go to Tampa, wanted to make it so that her daughter wouldn't have to do all the traveling. Autumn had been going through so much lately. But the thought of venturing into unfamiliar territory filled Mary with dread. Other than to go to Richmond occasionally, which was the closest big city, she hadn't left the sleepy Virginia Beach town she called home in 35 years.
"Yes, but you know me. This is the only place I feel safe."
Lori rocked back on the tall stool.
"Well, if the fear hasn't gone away by now, I guess it's not going to."
"No, I don't talk about it anymore. But the past is as real to me now as it's ever been."
Although the store had been busy earlier, what with the influx of tourists for the season, foot traffic had slowed. When that happened, they often talked more than they worked. Beachfront Books wasn't Lori's sole source of income. Her husband, Christopher Conklin, was a talented artist. He painted all kinds of seascapes, and while he wasn't in any prestigious galleries, he sold his paintings in a section they reserved for him in the store, as well as online. But Mary, who'd never been married, had no other support. Beachfront Books didn't make a large profit, but no one loved the escape that books provided more than she did, and the store garnered enough business that she could eke out a living. That was all that mattered to her.
"Autumn gets so mad that I won't go out and see the world. Visit, travel, that sort of thing,"
she murmured, wishing she didn't have the scars and limitations that had, at times, put such a strain on their relationship.
"She keeps saying I'm too young to live like an old lady."
"She has a point."
Mary sighed.
"I'm not young anymore."
"What are you talking about? You're 9 years younger than me. 54 is not old."
That was true, but she'd had to grow up far sooner than most people.
"I feel ancient."
"Next year, you should go to Tampa, if they ask you."
She shook her head.
"I can't."
"Maybe you'll prove that you can."
Mary couldn't help bristling. She didn't like it when Lori pushed her.
"No."
"Autumn doesn't understand, Mary. That's what causes almost every fight you have with her."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?